Go ahead, Eric.
Beautiful. Thanks. I want to thank Daniel for letting us continue into hour number three. I promised him I'd wrap it up in 15 minutes. We'll see if I can honor that promise or not. But we were just talking about the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond, which is so important because it shows where the courts are making not billions, but billions of dollars, bonding the court cases, everyone, including a traffic ticket, dragging it out for as long as they can, which is called protracting, and then cashing that bond out at the payment bond. Once again, the bid bond, the ID, the performance bond, and the payment bond. And those are three bonds. GSA, that's the General Services Administration, forms 273 and 274. I may be off by one digit, just forgive me. I did that right off the top of my head. So that shows that they're committing profiteering, fraud, and public corruption by making money on these bonded court cases. They have a major conflict of interest. I would even go far as to say it's RICO, racketeering and conspiracy. When you knowingly do something that you're going to profit from, there's also several federal statutes that you can find in Cornell Law that prohibit the coercion or intimidation of anybody in an effort to make money. And it sounds like the courts are coercing and intimidating David Rodriguez to me, and it sounds like they're making a lot of money to me. So I don't think that's a stretch, and I'll try to pull up those two statutes before we hang up. But I'm going to try to do this in like 15 minutes here because Daniel's been so generous. He's got a lot going on. Pray for Daniel. Daniel needs a vacation, and he's going to take one. But he's kind of putting that on hold to help out David. So thank you, Daniel, very, very much for being the Rock of Gibraltar and David against Goliath, never giving up the fight, never cashing out or giving in. And not going to let the enemy have any victories by pushing us aside, and Daniel's right in there like a real trooper. So it's important to know about the bonding of the court cases. So back to we got three complaints that we're going to be posting on the courtroomwatch.com, and the three complaints are a bar complaint against their bar number, which is their attorney's license, their judicial complaint form, which, as we discussed, you could fax a judicial complaint by calling 415-557-1266. And there's all kinds of information online. If you need a little more information or I got something a little bit off, just type in California Judicial Complaint Form. Printable complaint form. You can print it out, mail it in. You can fax it in. Judicial conduct and disability. There's all Commission on Judicial Performance. They have a Commission on Judicial Performance. Okay, so they got the infrastructure for this. Let's use it. What the hell? They gave us all the opportunity to complain against these judges. Let's put an end to their dastardly deeds, locking up David Rodriguez in a cage with no bail, as if he were some kind of career mass psycho murderer or something. He's a free hug guy. We got him locked up with no bail. It's driving me bananas. So please, people, get involved to get this guy free. Guess what? You'll be free too. And guess what? What goes around comes around. Come out of your shell for somebody and help somebody else out. Somebody will be there for you when you're in need. One last thing I want to discuss here. We always used to include this, and I don't want to forget the most important cog in the wheel. The real, if you want to talk deep state, you want to talk top of the pyramid, you want to talk about the eye on the all-seeing pyramid and who's behind the curtain and et cetera. Okay. You definitely want to call the archbishop or the bishop. We're going to start with the bishop. I don't think because the archbishop is going to tell us to start with the bishop's office first. The bishop of Monterey. And I did a little research, and Santa Cruz falls within the Diocese of Monterey. The Vatican has extreme power all over the world. They have two billion with a B, followers that give money and do whatever they're very powerful. They've got their hands in every level of government. I've seen it through the courts. I'll tell that all those stories later. But I know for a fact that the Vatican has extreme power through all their bishops and cardinals and vicar generals. Note the use of the military term, vicar general. By the way, because of all our activity, they stopped calling them vicar generals, and they're calling them vicars of Christ now. But they have a lot of power, okay? The bishop has a lot of pull in every community, I can assure you. Well, if anybody wants to discuss it, give me a shout. My contact information is at courtroomwatch.com. I'll explain more. But we want to call the bishop, because if the district attorney's office gets a call from the bishop's office or the archbishop or the bishop's legal counsel or the vicar general, that makes a big splash, trust me, and it will really help loosen up the keys to the jail cell of David Rodriguez. So the bishop of Monterey is named Dan Garcia, Daniel Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Give him a phone call. Be polite, be profesh, but be firm, and say, hey, look, this is a real injustice. This is a big deal. This guy's a very active participant in the positive development of humanity. And Mr. Bishop, if you're a godly man and you're purporting yourself to be, do some godly work and please get involved in this. And they'll say, well, it's not really in our jurisdiction, or we can't even get involved with the courts. Yes, you can. It doesn't matter if it's courts or if it's the witch's court or if it's the tennis court. You can get involved in anything you want to. Okay, this is a moral matter. This is a matter of right and wrong. This is not a matter of who has jurisdiction. Oh, and by the way, almost every county in California is described on the diocese website as a sea city. A sea city is out in Rome, and it'll say a territorial city in Northern California, and they literally are calling counties and land in California part of Vatican territory. If you carefully read their website, you'll see what I mean. Look for the word sea city and look for the word territory, okay? And you'll see that they're laying claim to the land. They don't try to hide it. I couldn't believe how overt and open it was in their claim, in the Vatican's claim, the diocese claim, the bishops and the cardinals claim, to the actual land that we live on, that we think is ours. It's the people's land, it's the state's land, it's whatever the government. Now, the Vatican is laying claim to it, I'll tell you that. And they either call it a sea city or a territorial, territorial area or something. It's look for the word territorial and sea city. Okay, wow. So, and those are very clear. Yeah, they don't try to hide it. So I'm trying to get through to people why they want to call the bishop. You know, they think they just deal with church on Sunday and a bunch of pedophile priests. No, they have land. They have land trusts. The Vatican Bank is probably the largest financial entity in the world. Since they're a private, they're hiding behind privacy. They won't open their books. But then they incorporate and then say we're a private corporation. Every church that I know of is a 501c3, which is a corporation. They're no longer a church. They're no longer serving God. They're serving Caesar. So we can get into that whole thing later, but I wanted to give a brief encapsulation of why people would want to get involved with the bishop. The bishop is very powerful. You know, one phone call from the bishop's, the right person in the bishop's office, to the district attorney, or whoever's working behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff going behind the scenes that people don't know about. A lot of deals are cut in the back room, so to speak. So it's very important that people call Bishop Garcia. And his number is 831-373-4345. He's the man behind the curtain. He's the guy who pretends to be, you know, worried about nothing but God. But trust me, there's a lot of power in the bishop's office. So Bishop Dan Garcia is 831-373-4345. That's 831-373-4345. And that's the Bishop of Monterey. And he covers the area that Santa Cruz is in. And go to the diocese. Go to the Diocese of Sacramento, the Diocese of Monterey, the Diocese of San Jose, Santa Cruz. Do a little research. And if you read carefully, and you'll be amazed at how they're overtly claiming all this land is Vatican territory. I kid you not. It blew my mind. I thought they'd be a little bit harder to find, but it's right on their website, you know, this San Jose, Oakland, Sacramento, a whole list of cities are sea cities. Sea cities? Nobody there on Fox News told me that. Nobody, Alex Jones didn't tell me that. What do you mean it's a sea city? So that means it's not a U.S. part of the U.S. Republic. It's not a California city. It's a sea city, according to the largest group in the world, the Vatican, which has billions of followers and billions of dollars. Not to mention the wealth of Solomon's Temple in their basement, and etc. So please call Bishop Garcia. Call the two judges, Nancy De La Pena and Judge Cogliotti. De La Pena is the one who created the nightmare. Cogliotti is the one who could possibly fix it this Wednesday on the 14th at 8:15 a.m. when David goes into court. I'm hoping we're going to rock their world, people, between now, which is, what, Sunday evening Eastern. And so we got Monday and Tuesday is basically it, people. So, you know what I would do is make a few calls, try to fill up some voicemail boxes before you go to bed tonight. Before you go to bed and eat your dish of ice cream and watch the BoobTube and Netflix or something else, or garbage, and that you think is entertaining, think about a really good guy, the free hugs guy, the guy who supports the mask protest and who has the gathering on the beach and is trying to help people and is really doing some good pieces on the internet, and especially in the homeschool, exposing the public corruption of the public school system and the problems with the public school system, which is, he's doing really good work. Think about him being locked in a cage. Think about yourself being there. He's, the more difference you make in this world, the more you suffer. The devil and the corrupt government thrive on apathetic people who are too lazy, too tired, too cowardly, too foolish to get involved. Now, if you've never heard any of this and you didn't know the government was corrupt and you were born just yesterday and all of a sudden you were dropped here from another planet, I guess, you know, we could go a little easier on you. But at this point, folks, I think everybody knows what's going on. I think it's a matter of who's accepting it and finding, and then who is, and who is not. And then who is finding, those accepting it, who is finding their courage to actually maybe do something about it. You know, maybe a little more than just talking to somebody on the phone and bitching and moaning about how New York stinks and California lockdown stinks and we need to recall Newsom and all this other stuff that's really, you know, not going to get to the crux of the matter. We have to reduce, we have to return our courts to a common law status, meaning only common law cases can come in, and under common law, if there is no specific victim, there is no specific crime. Okay, and there's certainly no victim to any of the actions of David Rodriguez, who's locked up, for all these criminal actions that have no victim, that are strictly, quote-unquote, crimes of disobedience. And this country, people, this country wasn't founded on obedience. This country was founded on disobedience. And we didn't go to the witch's court in London to ask and beg and petition for our freedom. And can we fix this? And we got to go to court and hire an Esquire attorney to argue our case in London in 1776. We people made a stand and said, that's it. We're not going to take it anymore. And that's that. And we all know the rest of the story. So unfortunately, we only had about 10 years in this country from 1779, roughly, when the Constitution was finalized and the colonies were becoming states and et cetera, to 1789, when the Judicial Act of 1789 put all the law business into the courts and was being very heavily resisted by many senators at the time. There were 25 of them at the time, I believe, and several of the senators said, this Judiciary Act of 1789 is going to basically, you know, kill the country. Unfortunately, it ended up passing because over half of the senators at the time were Freemasons, and they were more loyal to the crown and the organization and the group that they were in than they were to the republic that they were founding. So we really only had 10 years of freedom in this country. Definitely by the time of the Civil War, it was over, and we've been under a state of martial law, admiralty courts, out-of-control government, and a giant police state ever since then. And it just keeps renewing itself every 10 or 20 years, like it did in 1916, 1933, 1945, 1962, several times throughout the 80s and 90s, and of course the Patriot Act of 2001 and the National Defense Authorization Act. So But those are stories for another day. But we can certainly see that the country's corrupt. We're not free. I don't see what the point of 4th of July this year was. And David's sitting in a cage right now. We're all going to what entertain ourselves in a bowl of ice cream tonight while David's sitting there stressing and sweating it out for doing nothing but, you know, helping people and standing on his freedom and the rights that the Creator gave to him and gave to all of us. So please, please, people, get involved on David's behalf. Call and keep calling till he's out. We gave you the numbers tonight. The most important ones would be the courthouse, 831. Oh, I'm sorry. I have one other thing to include here. This is a very important cog in the wheel, and my bad. It's just so much to talk about, but we need to call the district attorney's office. This is the guy who's actually bringing the charges forward. The judge is pretty much going to do what the DA wants him or her to do. And the district attorney's name is Jeff Rosel, R-O-S-E-L-L, Jeff Rosel. I called him.
And his middle name is Scott, and his barn number is
138433 is the bar number for Jeff Rosel. And like Bernadette said, if we get enough complaints against their bar license, they're going to have to turn it over to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to drop the district attorney or the judge, and they're going to be out of business and won't be able to execute the function. And it'll be entirely legal and lawful with no downside for the person who files the complaint, meaning you or me. So Jeff Rosel's number is 831-454-2400. Very important. That number I gave you before with the judicial complaint number, that 415 number, and this one, 831-454-2400. That's the DA, Jeff Rosel, 831-454-2400. 831-454-2400. He could drop the charges, then it wouldn't even be up to the judge. We wouldn't have to rag at the sheriff or his bailiff unlawfully holding somebody. A lot of people are suffering in this because of this corrupt district attorney. File a complaint against his bar license. Read that number one more time, Bernadette.
138-433.
138-433. Okay, so
He actually filed all the paperwork is under his name, but he sends his assistant DA, Brian Pearson, and our number is 316-827, into the courtroom. So Brian Pearson has been showing up in the court with Nancy de la Peña, but Jeffrey Rosell's information is on all the documents. And then the city attorney is also going after David, and her name is Stephanie Duck, 324429. So all together, Nancy, Brian, Stephanie, and Jeffrey ambushed him on June 30th in court. He showed up for a review hearing, which they told him it was a review hearing, and it was actually an arraignment and a sabotage to add new charges and to remand him.
Like, that's clearly deceitful. When they told him it would be a hearing, and then all of a sudden they throw a whole bunch of new charges and say, oh, you're remanded now. That's a trap.
Yes.
That's a setup. That's a setup. There's
It was a setup.
Yep. Yeah, that's a setup. What, Stephanie's last name was Duck, D-U-C-K?
Yes, Stephanie's last name is Duck. And then now David is up with this public defender, which, you know, he's fired public defenders that she tried to force him to have. And
David made
it clear that he is in two juris, that he's defending, you know, making a special appearance. He is the trust of the matter. And so right now he has a public defender, which I'm sure he wants to fire. But they're playing all these games with him in there. So anybody that can call, write letters, do criminal complaints, it would be really helpful because David's capable of defending himself. He's been doing a great job all year.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. No, he's been doing great work. I heard from some other people that he's been having a lot of victories. I know from what I saw of him on the internet, he's a decent guy and he's doing good work. He's very active in the Patriot protest, for lack of a better word, you know, the Patriot. There's two different kinds of protesters. There's people who are patriotically, you know, protesting to retain their rights. And then there's lunatics, usually leftists, that want to run out and burn it to the ground. We don't want the burn it to the ground thing. We like the patriot, peaceful protesters gathering on the beach with no mask, taking their mask off at the grocery store, and free hugs on the at the carnival. I love it. So he's doing great work, and I really hope that people, you know, before they go to bed tonight, and get comfortable in their own bed with clean, you know, sheets and a extra blanket and a bowl of ice cream, that, you know, you're going to think about this guy sitting in a cage. I wouldn't do this to my dog. And also, I've heard from people who've been to jail recently, these county lockups, they set the air conditioner at like 55 degrees, and then they don't give you enough. They only give you one thin little teeny, like a blanket, nothing more than a sheet. And people are shivering and freezing all night. And so they're literally torturing people. And of course, they put stuff in the water and the food if they don't like it. Political prisoners have been poisoned in prison. You know, they could, there's all kinds of things that could happen. You could accidentally get in a fight with somebody who was paid to take him out. It's a very sketchy situation. We got to get him out. His life is in danger as a political prisoner, and an important one. The system's going to want to get rid of him, like they did Jeffrey Epstein or a number of other people who conveniently, Richard Kuklinski, who I'm not saying was a good guy, but, you know, he was the Iceman. But still, you don't, two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, and if you got to lock somebody up to keep the public safe, okay, great. But this is not a matter of public safety. This is not a wild rabbit animal that needs to be put down to keep everybody, you know, safe. This is a guy who's standing on freedom, standing on solid ground, doing very positive, uplifting things, and doing it in a gentle, nurturing way. And the system sees that, and they take that as a sign of weakness. So all the Satanists and Luciferians in Santa Cruz are coming out of the woodwork and using the government, their power, their pull in the government to lock up a true patriot. And so, very important. So we got their bar complaints against the judge, bar complaints against the district attorney, and bar complaints against and then a judicial complaint form, a judicial complaint against both of the judges, and of course, a criminal complaint, I would say, would come very soon next, so to speak. That's kind of the next card I would play. I would do it in order of bar complaint, judicial complaint, and then a criminal complaint. But, you know, if the sheriff continues to hold him, do a criminal complaint with the U.S. attorney against the sheriff. He's aiding and abetting kidnapping. He's denying due process. He's denying this California state constitution, which requires bail, and he's not being given any bail. This is a criminal act. You're holding somebody against their will. You're not just, you know, holding back their last paycheck or something because you think they owe you money. This is a real crime. This is a crime against humanity under Article 7 of the International Criminal Code. So we got our bar complaint, our judicial complaint, and our criminal complaint. We're going to post them like Courtroom Watch. Then we're going to post the bar numbers of the district attorneys. There's three of them. You know, Jeff Rosal is the main guy. He's the one where the buck stops. He's the one calling the shots. Brian Pearson and Stephanie Duck, they're a problem because without them, Jeff Rosal wouldn't be able to do anything. Jeff Rosal's the shot caller, but he needs those enforcers, those Brian Pearsons and those Stephanie Ducks, to help him commit his criminal endeavor and take out David Rodriguez. So, yes, definitely file a complaint against their bar card as well. This is going to be four, five, six less tyrants that are going to affect all of us. So I hope people can really get it through that this is all of our problem. This is not just David Rodriguez's and his girlfriend Bernadette's problem. This problem is for all of us. We got to, you know, my friend made a really good point. When God was asked, am I my brother's keeper? God didn't answer. He didn't say no. So I would, and based on the teachings of Jesus, I would say we are definitely delegated to serve those in prison. And it's Jesus specifically said that. Feed the hungry, house the homeless, visit those in prison, help them get out unlawfully treated. Psalms 94:16 says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And I can assure you that these judges and sheriffs and district attorneys are heavy-duty workers of iniquity. It's not disputable. There's no argument. They couldn't argue it. They'd have to grin, uncomfortably grin, and walk away if that ever came, you know, right face to face, and they were asked that question. So, you know, how are you not a worker of iniquity when you're holding somebody without fail who has never hurt anybody in his life? It's absurd. So, complaint forms. Do the paper. Fax that judicial complaint form for Judge De La Pena. Nancy De La Pena needs a judicial complaint form. Okay? And that number, once again, is 415-557-1266. That's against Judge De La Pena. She denied David due process. She held him without bail in violation of the California State Constitution bail provision. She's denying honest service. That denial of honest service is a federal crime. She's interfering with David's commerce under UCC law. Interference with commerce under UCC law. That's the Uniform Commercial Code. So there's the four things right there that I just you can wing off that she's profiting because every time she incarcerates somebody, the California state pension goes up because it's invested in Correction Corporation of America, the company that owns all the jails. So, you know, there's all kinds of things you can come up with to complain against the judge. We'll put some suggestions in our posting up tonight, tomorrow, on this case. We'll try to get it up by the end of tonight. I'll see if I can do that or not. But there's a lot of information in here. I want to do it the right way. I want to make sure I get it accurate as possible. I don't want to give anybody wrong info. So if there are any corrections, please contact us at Courtroom Watch. Our contact information is at the website. Okay, so we've got our complaint. You're going to fax a complaint against Judge Nancy De La Pena. Nancy is her first name, Nancy. Her last name is De, B-E, next word L-A, next word Pena, P-E-N-A. Nancy De La Pena, P-E-N-A. Okay, you can probably check and look her up on the internet, check the spelling of her name, make sure you get it right. File a complaint, a judicial complaint, fax it to that 415 number, 415-557-1266. You want to see this all come to an end all around the country? Michigan had their problem with the woman getting locked up for opening her bistro, and New Jersey had the guy with the gym get locked up. The guy in Buffalo here, my friend Robbie De Niro, that went viral. I was on Fox News and everything. The Buffalo business owners standing up against the health department and the sheriff, chasing them out. You want to see that all end? You can do that just by filing a few complaints against judges when they deserve it and when they're doing the wrong thing. We're not doing this out of revenge or because we hate the system or because we're anti-authority or because we want to defund the police or any of these other things. We're doing this because they're committing an injustice. And they're supposed to be a justice or a judge. And they're doing horrible things, criminal things. So we can't let this happen. Happens to him, it's going to happen to us. Okay? And now we want to file bar complaints against Nancy De La Pena as well, because she's an attorney. Don't forget, the judges are all attorneys. So they're buddies with the district attorney. They're all members of the same club. Because the judge, the DA, the public defender, and the prosecuting attorneys and the defense attorneys, private attorneys, all members of the same club, the bar, not a government agency, private, a subcorporation of the International Bar Association. That's what the American Bar is. That's what the California Bar is. They're all related to the International Bar, which is a private international organization, and that's who the judges and district attorneys and lawyers are all beholden to. And they took an oath to the bar. I saw it on the internet. Once again, J.P. Kennedy administering the oath in New York to 400 new attorneys in New York State. I swear to follow the bar. Okay, so the bar number for Ms. De La Pena is 122410. Nancy De La Pena, 422410. That's Nancy De La Pena. She's the judge that got really initiated the lockup. She should have told the DA, sorry, I can't hold this guy in jail. You can call him back into court if you want, but he's got to go home for the night because he hasn't hurt anybody and I at least got to give him bail, maybe $1,000 or $100 or something. Nothing. Lock him up in a cage. I wouldn't do that to my dog. If I did, the Humane Society and the New York State Police would be at my front door taking me to the witch's prison. Okay, we're doing it to a man who gives free hugs at the festival, please. So once again, Nancy De La Pena needs a judicial complaint at 415-557-1266, and she needs a bar complaint, and her bar number is 122-410. Let's end her career pleasantly, politely, with a kiss. Mwah! Love you, but there's the door. Squeeze your way out of it. See ya. Bye-bye. So that's what she needs to do, is go retire. Let's nicely and politely retire Nancy De La Pena. Let's set a world record. Let's do it. Let's the most judge. I want this to go down in history as the most complaints ever received in the state of California against any judge. Can we get 100 good patriots out there to do that? More, if we could?
Yeah.
I would really like to do that. David's got a lot of followers, and I know, and I'm hoping at least a fraction of them will get involved. And I'm hoping a few people listening to this will get involved. We really owe it to freedom and, you know, owe it to the Creator. You know, this is what God tells us to do. Serve others, okay? Let's do that. It's Sunday. Before you go to bed with your bowl of ice cream and your comfy pillow, you know, and your peaceful night's sleep, think about David being locked in a cage. So let's get these complaints out early this week. Let's rock the world. Let's end the career of Nancy De La Pena and Jeff Rosal. Okay, so off to the district attorney. Once again, his bar number. Now, the district attorney is not going to get a judicial complaint for him because he's not a judge. He's going to get the bar complaint against his attorney's license. Okay, so he just gets, so whereas the judge, you can do two. You can do a bar complaint because she's an attorney and a judge. So you can do a judicial complaint and a bar complaint. Against the DA, you're just going to do the bar complaint. Okay, and we're going to post that form. But, you know, don't wait for orders from headquarters. If you can dig it up online and we can get it quicker, get it done. Pick up the ball and run with it, people. Don't wait for me to tell you and post on everything to help us out on this, okay? Do a little homework of your own. I think the Lord will smile on you. David's a great guy and he needs help. So the bar number for the district attorney, Jeff Rosal, is 138-433. His name's Jeff Rosal, R-O-S as in Sam, E as in Eric, and then the double L, two L's, R-O-S-E-L-L. D-A, Jeff Rosal, 138-433, 138-433, 138-433. Okay? It would be awesome to have dozens of complaints. Guess what? He'll never be able to run to be a superior judge. He'll never be able to run for state Supreme Court. He'll probably not be able to run for re-election to be the district attorney again, because guess what? His opponent's going to pull up all these complaints. District attorney, you know, you'll see it on TV. District attorney Jeff Rosal received 758 complaints in the year 2020. With you, isn't this the type of man you want serving you in the Santa Cruz County District Attorney's Office? Vote for a new face or a new fresh Esquire, and we'll deal with them when they come in. I'm not saying they'll necessarily be better, but we get rid of the worst people first. And when I say get rid of, I mean legally and lawfully, by ending their career and scorning them, so they're looked at as you know, the big problems that they are. And so there's Jeff Rosal. So we got the Nancy De La Pena, the DA Jeff Rosal, and then we'll post the rest. I don't want to overwhelm people with too much, and then Judge Cogliotti is the higher judge. Is hearing his case on Wednesday. So make sure you give her maybe a friendly call and say, hey, we're hoping you're going to do the right thing. You know, I know you're going to honor your oath. You're not going to commit felony perjury of oath and violate your oath. You're not going to continue denying David due process. You're not going to keep him without bail. You're not going to hold back the evidence that you have against him, which is none. You know, hope you do the right thing on Wednesday. And then if she doesn't, she continues to hold him. And guess what? She gets the judicial complaint to the 415 number. And the bar complaint against her bar license. Okay? So we'll be if David's still locked up Wednesday at high noon Eastern, round two, and then we're gonna get right back and we're gonna give Judge Cogliotti a world record pile of complaints and hopefully put an end to her career nicely, politely, legally and lawfully, put her out to pasture like the old whore that she is. Sorry about the language, people. I think that pretty much brings us up to date. We got three complaints, a bar complaint, a judicial complaint, and the criminal complaint. Don't forget, that's what we're going to be getting into. If David's still in jail at the end of next week, we have to file criminal complaints against these perpetrators with the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's kind of the frosting on the cake. That's our next card after what we're doing now. And don't forget to call Bishop Dan Garcia, very powerful man. Okay, but call from the bishop's legal department. It carries a lot of weight. Or a wink and a nod, or a handshake in the back room, or a little chat over a cigar at the card game. This is how it's up here. So the state troopers have a card game up here not far from my house where they're playing Texas Hold'em. It's totally illegal, and yet they have to go out and arrest people for doing the same thing the next day. Another story. Enough said. But, you know, I could trust me, these corrupt political people get together in little dark corners and places and cut out all kinds of deals and talk about all kinds of stuff, blah, 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 blah. And the word will travel very fast if we get David out. It'll show the power of us, we the people, and how they're not going to push us around, not individually and not certainly collectively as a group. So call and write papers, write complaints against Judge Nancy Villapena and District Attorney Jeff Rosel. We want to call Bishop Garcia and implore him to be a godly man, do God's work, step in. This is a moral atrocity. This is a crime against humanity. This is a government-sanctioned kidnapping, and we need the involvement of the Archdiocese, and we're going to keep calling until David Rodriguez gets out of jail. And that's it. And we have a legitimate purpose, so we'll be calling every day, and that's going to be legal and lawful. So don't let anybody scare you and tell you, you can't call here anymore. Stop calling here. Call me. Tell me if that happens. I'll be calling them every day for me and you. So they're not going to get away with this. So, and I went so far over, and I apologize to Daniel, but Daniel knows we're trying to do, you know, some good work here, and I appreciate Daniel hanging out for so long. Bernadette, I'm going to turn it over to you for the last couple minutes, and we're going to wrap it up and let people start filling out complaint forms and show these attorneys, these esquires, these court witches with their black robes that the people are in charge, not them.
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity, and I just want to thank Eric and Daniel for taking the time to give this attention and light. And I agree with you, Eric. Together, we are so much more powerful, and we can just end this thing, end it for our kids, for our grandkids. I mean, it is up to us. If we do nothing, we're not going to see nothing change. And so I just want to send a nice shout out to everyone that's listening, and let's all tap into our moral compass. You know, that's the one question David asked these government officials, and still to this day, a year later, he doesn't get an answer. And he would ask people, how do you morally justify your behavior using violence on a peaceful man? And so these are important questions to ask them. We still have yet to hear a response from these people. And so we got to tap into their hearts and really, you know, be honorable with them, because everyone right now is going through the dark nights of their own soul. And so this is the time, and together we're stronger. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you for being a strong woman and being involved in this and coming to the aid of your man there, David Rodriguez. Once again, David's case number, David's being held in Santa Cruz, California. His case number is, his name is David Rodriguez with a Z at the end. His case number is 21CR02617. That's 21CR02617. We want to call the Archbishop's office, Dan Garcia, 831-373-4345. Dan Garcia, Bishop Garcia. If he's a man of God, he ought to be interested in this. There's a lot of satanic activity, including the Church of Satan taking care of Seabright Beach in Santa Cruz. And the bishop ought to be concerned about that. The chief of police, Andy Mills, is wearing the seven-pointed satanic star with the center point facing downward. So Bishop Garcia at 831-373-4345 should get a call, and we want to require his intervention. And then District Attorney Jeff Rosel His bar number is 138-433. And Judge Nancy De La Pena, whose bar number is 122-410. Okay? And the bar complaint form is, I believe it's online, but we're going to try to save you all some time and some energy and post it at courtroomwatch.com. If we can't, if you don't see it up there, we don't get it up or they take it down or whatever, pick up the ball yourself and run with the people. Help us out here. Do some research of your own. And you can find a lot of this stuff online. So don't forget that the judge is getting two complaint forms, a bar complaint and a judicial complaint. That's Nancy De La Pena. And Jeff Rosel, the corrupt district attorney, is getting a bar complaint only, and his bar number is 138-433. And then we'll get some other information up there. There's a couple other players. Of course, the sheriff is holding him physically, and he has a lot to account for. So Sheriff Jim Hart, 831-454-7618. You're holding him to his oath. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution. How is he breaking it by holding somebody without bail who's simply, exercising his rights and giving out free hugs? So I want to thank David James Rodriguez for making a stand and taking a fall for all of us. We need to come to his assistance. And I want to thank Bernadette for being such a strong woman and being so well-spoken and available to be here today with all of us. And Daniel, thank you. We're into almost 3 hours. Anybody out there who's patriotic and caring enough to hang in there with us for almost 3 hours, I really appreciate all you out there. So get involved tonight. Fill up some mailboxes. Get the ball rolling. Start filling out your paperwork. The fax is really easy to send. Libraries still have a fax machine. And let's get those judicial complaints in for Nancy De La Pena, because I'm sick and tired of watching these judges. And women, too. Women judges. I would expect this maybe from a mean old guy. But, the women are supposed to be the gentler, kinder, more thoughtful, maybe, and it's not turning out to be the case. We got some really bad female judges, and they need to stop being judges and go find something else to do, like whatever, for the rest of their life. So I won't make any suggestions right now. So with that, I think we'll wrap it up. I may be fired up enough to do another blog tonight. If there's information, and I don't need you, Daniel, to do that. I can do it, just on my own, maybe me and Bernadette. But if we get more information, any updates, or we have stuff to add, or we just want to tell more about David's case, we may pull off another one off later tonight. But thank you all for hanging in there for so long. This is quite an important case. This guy, David Rodriguez, is a very important activist. He's a very good guy. He's a very positive person. And he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. If they can do this to him, boy, we're in trouble. So come to his assistance and make the calls. Send in the paperwork. The complaints are critical. And you can't get in any trouble for doing it. So don't give me this stuff, people, that you're scared. You're either just lazy or you don't care if you don't do it. So I'm hoping that you'll do it. Find your courage, everybody. Do as much as you can to help David James Rodriguez of Santa Cruz, California. Go watch his stuff online. Watch the 7 ways. It's on YouTube. 7 ways you want, 7 reasons you want to escape the public school system. I like that. That was really good. It was excellent.
We had so many great ones, Eric. They recently took down his private and personal Facebook and Instagram page where he had thousands and thousands of followers.
Let's see if we can get his.
He does have a YouTube channel called the Freedom Lovers TV or show. I know he was going to change it from TV to show. Right. I don't know if he did, but he also tons of great videos on Freedom Lovers TV or show, one of the two words.
Yep, I saw that's right. Yeah, Freedom Lovers. Yeah, if you type in that, you'll on his YouTube channel, you'll see him on YouTube. And I really like the seven reasons to escape the public school system, and his work, and which is based on the work of John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. Watch some of John Taylor Gatto's videos. Watch some of David Rodriguez's videos. Make some calls to the corrupt California Santa Cruz DA and court. And don't forget the bishop, Dan Garcia. And we'll just hope that people people get involved. I really want to see David get out this week. I don't want to see him sit in jail one more day. It pains me that he's got to sit in there all weekend, but you know, we're doing the best we can, and we need everybody, all hands on deck, so to speak, to get involved in this and do whatever you can. You know, do what you can do. The more you do, I think the more it's going to come back to all of us in a very positive way, and I think we'll see this country turn around at least, you know, one county at a time, so to speak.
That's right. It's up to us. Nobody's coming to save us. It is our job, wherever we're at and whoever is in need, right? It is up to us. Just like they're talking and you know, so are we. And so this is really awesome, guys. I'm really excited about this. I have faith that he'll be out on Wednesday so he can thank you all personally for standing up for him.
Oh, glad to help. I would love that. I would love to see him get out and have, be able to go down to the beach and continue his great work and everything that he's doing with the with his nonviolent, positive, patriotic, freedom-oriented political protest. It's not a burn it down type of guy. This is a free hugs guy. So I'm really
peaceful. He's a very peaceful man.
Now, is there anything on the internet left where that they haven't taken down? Like, is there a Facebook page for him or you, or is there a Twitter, or is there anything?
They took my stuff down. I just kind of gave up. I do have, like, a Bernie Love, but I really don't get on anymore because they took my Instagram and my Facebook, and yeah. I wasn't doing work like David was doing. I was just promoting love and freedom and responsibility, and so they took down my pages, and I just kind of love working with people one-on-one. I feel there's a lot of power there, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So, but
we're gonna harness some of our we got the Buffalo Business Owners Coalition. I know my friend Marie will blast it out to all her people. We'll get that they're quite an activist group. We'll get it out to the Courtroom Watch people. We have social1776.com, which is our new social media platform. That's social1776.com. If you want to put the word out somehow with whoever you can still get a hold of, that they can go there. And it looks like Facebook, but it's nothing to do with Zuckerberg or the NSA. It's fresh, uncensored, freedom-loving social media platform, social1776.com, and we can get people, you know, set up your accounts over there. Just make sure when you type in your username, it's small letters, no capital, and no spaces. It doesn't like capital letters or spaces, just small letters, no spaces. So that's the only little technical thing. And set yourself up an account there. Set up a page for David. When you post there, it goes to everybody. And, you know, I think we're, what, somewhere between 500 and 1,000 members so far. So that's a good chunk of change over there. And, of course, we have over 5,500 followers at Courtroom Watch, and I'm going to hope that they're going to tune in. I'm also going to get on another call tonight, an international call. I think the last time my friend went on that call and mentioned the Courtroom Watch document that we had just put up, we got something like 2,000 visits with 928 downloads of the document that we were asking people to fill out. So hopefully we can harness some of those people and really bury them in phone calls. We also want to get a hold of Derek Gonzalez, and because we got him out in short order, and he does a conference call with over 100 people on it. So think out of the box, everybody. If you can at least be a force multiplier and get this story out to as many people as you can, one person can become 50 or 500 just by blasting it out to your other people. And I know Facebook sucks and Twitter, and they're all shutting everybody down, but we can still operate. You can still use email. You can still go to courtroomwatch.com. We're going to post his information up there. So that'll be a good center point for information. Then courtroomwatch.com will have as much information on David's case as I can get up there in the next 24 hours so people have a reference. But meanwhile, you know, just replay this broadcast. We gave a lot of numbers out. We talked about a lot of issues, how things are connected. You know, and hopefully there's enough to get people going with their activism to help David.
Well, thank you, Eric, again.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much. We're going to sign off. It's Barrett the Freedom Screamer with Daniel Leach and Bernadette from Santa Cruz, California. Help out Bernadette's man, David Rodriguez. He's sitting in jail right now. He's a great guy, great activist, great stuff. Check out on YouTube, the 7 reasons why you want to escape the public school system. I believe that's the title of the post. And start giving that some traction. You can familiarize yourself with the man who you're helping, and it helps to do that. I know it helped me gain some comfortable, level of comfort with, you know, helping him, knowing, you know, after seeing him speak and get a feel for how he is. And, you know, we don't help out scumbags and dirtballs. We help out good patriot people here who are being really wrongfully persecuted. And David's taken a lot of risk for all of us, you know, to be free. So let's help him now this week. He's got an appearance on Wednesday at 8:15 a.m., so you figure Monday and Tuesday is about it to try to get the word to Judge Cogliotti to let him out. To Nancy De La Pena, that judge is too late. She's down, you know, she's done her dirty deeds, and she needs judicial complaint form. So just, get a hold of us at courtroomwatch.com if you need any help filling out paperwork or whatever you need. We'll assist you however we can. And don't forget to donate, everybody, if you find it in your heart and your wallet to do that. We survive on donations, and it keeps our work up and running. There's some great documents there, the criminal trespass warning, the updated vaccine refusal declaration, a great mask letter to get you out of wearing a mask, letter of intent to homeschool if you want to get your kids out of the public school system, a vaccine liability letter, all kinds of stuff there. So hope people will gain some knowledge and some activism from that. And get going for David Rodriguez today, and we'll be on with you. We're going to be on a lot, I think, this week, following up on this case, because I want people to don't let this one go by the wayside. This is extremely important. We need to send the system a message that this is not acceptable, what they're doing. You can't hold the free hug guy on no bail as if he were a murderer. It's just not going to fly. We're going to have a real big problems, us and our children in the future, if we continue to let this happen. So with that, I'm going to say thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Bernadette. You guys call me anytime, and we will talk to everybody out there soon. God bless. Thanks, everybody, for getting involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.